Welcome to the Ark Church Podcast. On here, you'll find all of our Sunday and Wednesday messages, as well as classes and special services. If you would like more information about the Ark Church, visit us at thearkchurch.com or download our app available to all app stores. Our heart for you is that you would live for God, grow stronger, and make a difference. Enjoy.
Wow, beautiful, y'all. Good job. Don't you love our worship singers? I love to worship. Tonight, I want to talk to you about God's voice. You know, the most important thing you can learn is how to hear God's voice. And I want to talk to you about that tonight. I've walked with Him lots and lots of years. And you know, every now and then I learn something new about His voice. And I just want to share with you some things about the voice of God. And I want to inspire you to listen for His voice in several ways tonight. I want to start with a scripture in Jeremiah 22:21 in the Amplified Bible. I love the Amplified Bible. It says this: I spoke to you in your times of prosperity, but you said, I will not listen. This has been your attitude from your youth. You have not obeyed my voice. What a sad scripture. Wouldn't you hate for the Lord to say that to you? It appears that evidently, sometime when we're very prosperous and we're very busy entertaining ourselves, we tend not to listen to the voice of the Lord because we're so busy listening to our own voice. But God is speaking. God is constantly speaking. He wants to communicate with you. He loves you. He wants to guide you, help you, deliver you. But we have to learn to listen. We have to learn to listen. It would appear that sometimes we just don't know how to listen. And I really think, I don't know if there are any new Christians here, anybody that maybe has just started walking with the Lord, but I encourage you, this is one thing you need to learn. You need to learn to hear God's voice. You need to. So I'm going to talk to you about it tonight, and maybe when you leave here, you'll have a little better idea of how to hear God's voice. The word of the Lord came to me saying, you see that a lot in the Bible. The prophets will say that. The word of the Lord came to me saying, Isaiah wrote, I heard a voice behind me saying, this is the way, walk in it. And so all through the Bible, but here's a good question. That was in the Bible. Is God still talking to people? And you know, so a lot of people, when you say the Lord spoke to me, they think that He spoke out loud to you. And He can speak out loud to you if He wants to. But most of the time, He doesn't speak out loud. In fact, I think that one of the most important ways He speaks to me is through His Word, when I'm reading the Word of God. And we're going to talk about how to hear when He's talking to you through the Word tonight. I want to talk to you about how to listen for God's voice, especially in His Word. Now, basically, I've taught on how to hear God's voice for years and years. And there are basically four ways that you can hear God's voice. And these are all good ways, all four of them, but there are two that are particularly wonderful. The first way is the written word of God. In the Greek, the word for the word of God is logos. That word in the Greek means the expression of thought. So when you open your Bible and you begin to read in your Bible, you will be reading God's thoughts. You can actually find out how God feels about different things by reading the Bible. It's God giving you His thoughts about everything, about how to live, about how to overcome, about how, just everything in history. You know, there's a scripture in Proverbs. Don't have it, guys. It's just coming up, so you can't put it on the board. But there's a scripture in Proverbs that says, the secret things belong to the Lord, but a wise person will find them out. So the Lord, all through His Word, He's hidden wonderful secrets for us. And He gives us that's why this book of the Bible, 66 books in the Bible, it's why we never get tired of reading it. It's why everybody at the Ark reads 365. Because we never get tired of reading the Word of God. Because God never gets tired of talking to us. Sometimes my husband probably gets tired of talking to me. I talk a lot more than he does. But he never tells me I'm tired of talking to you because he loves me. And God really never does get tired of talking to me. The written word, the Bible is the expression of God's thoughts concerning man on the earth. The old covenant, the new covenant. He shows us how he dealt with man before Jesus came. Then he introduces us to Jesus and he shows us a wonderful life of Jesus and how we can live an overcoming life. And what Jesus, you know, if we didn't have the old covenant to see how difficult it was, we would not appreciate the new covenant. Did you know that's true? It's really true. I mean, I'm glad I don't have to kill an animal every time I sin. We don't have any animals. And we would have to buy a ranch somewhere because I would probably have to kill a lot of cows. But all I have to do is confess my sins. And he's faithful and just to forgive me of my sins. So it's the Word of God teaches us that. The written Word of God teaches us the laws that govern our lives. We talked a little bit about that when I was talking about stewardship. Is that the Bible, the laws in the Old Covenant are wonderful laws to teach you how to live, to how to treat your neighbors, to everything, how to worship God. The Bible is full of that. It teaches us how to live our lives on earth, shows us by example the results of keeping God's law and the results of breaking God's law. So it's very important. The Bible. We'll come back to the Bible. But that's the first way God wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to you through his word. Here's the second way. God speaks to us through the counsel of spiritual friends and leaders. Every time Pastor Allen gets in the pulpit and begins to minister, if you listen, you will get a message from God because God speaks through his servants. You may even learn something tonight because you can hear the voice of God from our leaders. We get direct guidance from God in a sermon or a conversation with a spiritual friend or minister. The third way, this is a difficult one, but it's true. God speaks to us through our circumstances. Now, God doesn't bring bad circumstances into your life. There are lots of different reasons that we have bad circumstances. I could name a few. Bad things happen to you because people do bad things to you. And it causes bad circumstances. Sometimes you have bad circumstances because the enemy just, it seems like there's a conspiracy of Satan and demonic forces to mess your life up. It just seems like that circumstance is just bad circumstances. But most of the bad circumstances in my life, I would say, you know, there's a story about three guys that were thrown into a fiery furnace. You know that story? It's in the book of Daniel. And these three guys did nothing wrong, but they got thrown into a fiery furnace anyway. Now, God met them there. Jesus met them there. But I have to tell you the truth. In my life, most of the fiery furnaces that I found myself in, I built them myself. And then I jumped in. And then I screamed, "Help me, Jesus." And it was wonderful to find him in that furnace with me. And I learned some things. Every time I made a mistake, every time I seemed like I'd just done absolutely the wrong thing and my circumstances were ruined and it was just because I was not smart, the Lord is always there. And he teaches us. And he speaks to us through our circumstances and shows us how to overcome. And the fourth one, the two I really want to talk to you about are the first and the fourth. The fourth one is the inner voice of God to your heart. God speaks to your heart. When you are born again, the Bible tells us that you're born again by the Holy Spirit of God. When Jesus was on the earth, he was the total container of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lived in him, directed him, helped him, and he actually allowed that happened with him so he could show us how to walk in the Spirit. He wanted us to learn to walk in the Spirit because when he left, he said, "As soon as I get back to heaven, I'm sending you the Holy Spirit." Now, the Holy Spirit is the third member of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And when you're born again, the third member of the Godhead comes to live inside you. And if you read John 14, 15, and 16, you might want to write those chapters down. St. John 14, 15, and 16. It'll tell you everything the Holy Spirit wants to do for you. And it's the Holy Spirit that talks to your heart. It's the Holy Spirit. It's not unusual at all for me when I can't find something. Or just every little thing, I'll say, "Oh, Holy Spirit, would you help me?" And he does. It's just the strangest thing. I suddenly know where something is, or I have this accidental thought that I should go look at a certain place, and I find it. Or he helps me do so. He really helps me with my computer. Do you know how hard it is for an 80-year-old woman to work a computer? And occasionally something will happen on my computer, and I'm not working here at the office anymore, so I can't call Jonathan. When I worked here, I called Jonathan. Jonathan, come help me. But he won't come to my house. But I have often said, oh, Holy Spirit, show me how to do this. I know you know how to do this. Whoever built this thing, whoever invented this thing, you taught him how to do it. So would you show me? And it is amazing. All of a sudden, it's like I have an accidental thought of something to do. And I do it, and it fixes the problem. Amazing. It's the Holy Spirit. I can't even tell you what I did usually after I do it. Because I'm really not that smart, but he is. The inner voice of God to your heart. It's a knowing. As the men and women in the Bible, when I shared that with you in the beginning, I heard a word behind me, or I heard the voice of the Lord saying. The voice of the Lord to us is not an audible voice. It's the voice of his Spirit within our hearts. Do you know, there is a voice of God that we can hear. It's not our natural ear, but it's nonetheless very clearly. And there are two important times to listen for the voice of the Lord. The first time is when you're reading or meditating on the Word of God. When you're reading or meditating on the Word of God. So don't just see how fast you can read 365. I know you could probably read it in 10 minutes, but don't do that. Listen. There are things hidden in the Word of God, in the ordinary reading of your Word of God every day that he wants to say to you. So, and you don't hear it with your natural ear. You'll read it with your eyes. But something, it'll just be like a little boom. Something will explode in you and you'll see something you never saw before. And so while you're reading and meditating on the Word, and the second time that this happens is when you're praying. When you're praying. Have you ever prayed and you just knew something was all right? I mean, you had a really heavy burden, and then it just lifted. You know what that was? That was the Lord showing you. He lifted that burden because everything was all right. In both of these, in the reading the Word and in praying, you hear with the ear of your heart. Have you got that video? Look at this. I love this. If you drew a heart and wrote the word heart over it, if you took off the first and the last letter, you would discover there is an ear in the center of your heart. There is. There's an ear in the center of your heart. We have an ear in the center of our heart. And that is where God speaks to us. In the center of our heart. Isaiah 50 verses 4 and 5 says this in the Amplified Bible. The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me. Morning by morning, he wakens my ear. Got an ear there? He wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears, and I have not been rebellious. I have not drawn back. Oh, I love that verse. That was my verse of the year a couple of years ago. I read it every single day. I love that verse, and I still pray it. Lord, I thank you that you've given me, the sovereign Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you've given me an instructed tongue, that I will always have a word to speak to the weary. Morning by morning, you waken my ears to hear. I ask the Lord to do that because I want to hear. Do you want to hear? Why don't you pray that with me? Say, Lord, open my ears. Dig out my ears, the ear of my heart, to hear your voice. Thank you, Lord. So, God has given you an instructed tongue. A lot of us need our tongues to be instructed because they're kind of out of control right now. And so you need the Lord to instruct your tongue so you won't say the wrong thing, so that the enemy can't use your tongue against you. God has given us an instructed tongue, and then he tells you how he instructs you. He wakens you morning by morning. He wakens your ear to listen. And we must not be rebellious, and we must not draw back. So this tells us something very important about our heart and it's the most receptive time to hear God. I've discovered early in the morning when I'm waking up and I'm relaxed and I'm not up running around trying to do everything I have to do for the day, often the Lord will talk to me. Art and I both read our Bibles early in the morning. And oftentimes when I'm reading my Bible early in the morning, I would be just shocked. I mean, I've read the Bible before. I've read the Bible lots of times before. But I will see something in a chapter that I've read, I know, 100 times at least. I will see something in my heart I feel like I've never seen it before because it speaks directly to me. It speaks directly to me. In the early morning hours, you have not yet become overwhelmed with the task of the day. Your mind is rested. It's able to hear the voice of God. It's the perfect time to read your Bible and pray. Well, you say, but I got to go to work. And I know that's true. You know, my daughter and son-in-law get up at 4 o'clock in the morning so they'll have time for devotions before they leave for work and also before their son wakes up at 5. Because their son gets up at 5. They have to be real quiet during their devotions or they'll wake him up and he'll come join them. And that's not a good thing. So, you know, you can discipline yourself. But you can also do it at night. You need to do it at a quiet time. You need to do it at a time when you can relax. If you're going to do it in the evening, do it right before you go to bed. When you're relaxing, get your Bible out and begin to read and listen for the Lord and ask Him to waken your ears. The Hebrew word there, when it says He wakens my ears to hear, the Hebrew word means to dig out or unplug your ears. It speaks of what happens when you plow the earth in your garden, how it breaks up the ground. That's what happens to our ears when the Lord digs out our ears. He placed a spiritual ear in the center of our heart, and He will dig it out so you can hear His voice. When you can't sleep, have you ever been not able to sleep? The Lord may want to say something to you. That's a good time to get up, get your Bible, and begin to read a little bit in 365. Or any part of your Bible. Just begin to read. And you say, well, I don't want to read. That makes me sleepy. I know it makes you sleepy. The devil wants you to go to sleep when you start reading your Bible. He does not want you to read your Bible, so he'll make you sleepy. But you never can tell. The Lord may want to say something to you. Now, I do need to tell you this. Over the years, early in the morning, especially if I've been studying something I was going to teach or I've been studying something in the Bible, early in the morning, I'll get just what I would call a revelation of the Word of God. I mean, the Lord will just speak something that I don't want to miss, something I want to share, something that's important. And there have been times when I didn't have any way to write it down. And guess what? By the time I got up, got around, had my coffee, and got in my office, I'd lost it. Did He give it back to me? Usually. But you need to keep a journal by your Bible or maybe by your bed. So if the Lord speaks to you, you can write it down. You can write it down. When I was teaching this many years ago to a group of women, I suggested that we all get a journal and we practice writing down what the Lord had said to us. And then when we'd come back to our little Bible, so it's just a small Bible study, when we come back, we'd share what felt like the Lord had said to us. And there was a particular lady that was going through a difficult time in her life. And she said, the Lord spoke so clearly to me, I can't wait to tell y'all what He said. And I said, well, what was it? She said, He said, this is a test, only a test. Do not attempt to adjust your life. Now, if you're over 60, you know that used to be something they'd say when they do one of those tests on television. But it really spoke to her. It really was the Lord. It calmed her down. It caused her faith to rise. And she got out of that difficult situation. God wanted her to know He wasn't mad at her, that this was just a test. And it was not from Him. It was from the enemy trying to destroy her. And she was going to be all right. And she was all right. So even if it sounds crazy to you, write it down. Write it down. The Lord may be speaking to you. And He speaks in languages that you understand. He does it. When the Lord speaks to you, He won't say, yea, verily, this is God. He's not going to say that. He speaks your language. He speaks what you need to hear. If you need to hear you're not alone, if you need to hear you're going to be all right, if you need to hear don't fear, that's what He's going to say to you. And it may jump off of a page where He's, you know, there's a wonderful scripture, I believe it's in Isaiah, that says, fear not, there is nothing to fear. Well, that could certainly be a word from the Lord if you happen to be reading that chapter that day and you're in fear, couldn't it? So it's wonderful. So keep a journal or a notebook handy as you begin to read God's word, and he'll begin to speak to you. And when he does, write it down. You know, I don't know if you've heard Alan say this, but if you've been here long enough, you've heard him say, use the phrase, God is helping us. Anybody hear him say that? You know where that came from? He was reading a psalm. They were going through a difficult time. I don't know whether it was a church time or a personal time. I don't remember. But he was reading a psalm, and he wasn't looking for a psalm with a word from the Lord. He was just reading his regular reading in his Bible. And he came to a psalm that said, the Lord is helping you. He wrote it down. He remembered it. He began to say it. It gave him strength and courage for them to walk out of that situation. And he's still saying it. All of this months and maybe years later, he's still saying, the Lord is helping us. And he's gotten all of us to say it. Because it's a wonder. It's from the Lord. It's a word from the Lord. I'm helping you. Don't be afraid. I'm helping you. You know, our pastor, I love this about him. He's very poetic. And the Lord spoke to him and gave him several scriptures, hooked them together to encourage him. And it really has encouraged me. And these are the scriptures. I won't give you where they're found, but I'll just quote it to you because it's so beautiful. And some of you may know it too. The Lord gave this to him. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Oh, say that. I'm strong in the Lord. Say it with me. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. This is the second one. I walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, say that. I walk by faith and not by sight. That means you don't look at what you see. You look at what God has promised in his word. And the next one, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Can you say that? I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Praise be to God for the victory. Praise be to God for my victory. Do you need a victory? Why don't you start praising right now? Why don't you just start saying praise be to God right now for the victory, for the victory. Alan does that. I do that. Lots of people I know. We look for a word from the Lord every time we open the Bible. If you don't read the word, if you don't read 365, some of you don't even know what that is. That's our Bible reading plan for our church. You can go on our website and you can read Bible 365. But if you don't read God's word, then God will not speak to you from his word. He can't. He can't if you're not reading it. Isaiah 50, 4 and 5. That's scripture again. The Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear like one being taught. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears and I have not been rebellious. I have not drawn back. The last of that scripture is so important. When the Lord speaks to you, don't draw back. In Hebrews 10:38, there's a scripture. Actually, the Lord spoke this scripture to me one time. But the scripture says, the whole scripture says, the just shall live by their faith. And I can take no pleasure in those who draw back. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, when the Lord spoke it to me, I was on the edge of signing a contract for television. It's many years ago when I did television. And it was an overwhelming financial responsibility for me. And I was fearful. I wasn't sure I could do it. And I was thinking of every excuse in the world not to do it. And the Lord spoke that to me. Just the part, I take no pleasure in those who draw back. Oh, what a thing for the Lord. In fact, when he said it to me, I thought that was not kind. And then he quoted the whole thing. I can't give you. This is what he says. The reason I don't want you to draw back is because I can't give you the promise. You have to walk in faith. And in my particular situation, he said this. He said, you've been right to the edge of some of your promises many times. But it's been overwhelming to you, and you didn't think you could do it, and you stepped back, and so you didn't do it. But now I want you to do it. I want you to press in. I want you to press in. He was just talking. He wasn't talking out loud. But boy, was I hearing him. And so I said, I'll do it. And I did it. I did it. Wow, I did it. And after I did it, I thought, wow, I did it. But it was that scripture. Don't draw back. When the Lord speaks to you, when he inspires you, don't draw back. Push in. That simply means God is unable to give us the desires of our heart if we step out of faith. We have to live by faith. And faith comes by hearing. This is Romans. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by what? The Word of God. So what does that mean? It means the Lord is going to increase your faith. He's going to speak to you. He's going to encourage you as you read the Word of God. Well, and John 10:27 says this. You say, well, what if it's just my imagination? What if it's just my imagination? Well, John 10:27 says, my sheep know my voice. You'll know his voice. So let me talk to you just a minute. I've kind of mentioned it, but let me talk to you just a minute about what God's voice sounds like. Anybody know what God's voice sounds like? God's voice, spoken to your spirit, to your natural mind. Now, he doesn't talk to your mind. He talks to your spirit. But it flashes across your mind. And it sounds like, to your mind, an accidental thought. You weren't thinking about it. You were just reading along in the Bible. Or you were just, maybe you were praying. You weren't really thinking about this. And all of a sudden, you just have a knowing. You just, something just flashes across your mind. Maybe something for you to do. Somebody for you to bless. Something for you to read. Some little thing. And you know what it is? It's the voice of God. It's the Holy Spirit talking to you. It will always agree with the Word of God. He will never say anything to you that does not agree with His Word. So if you have an accidental thought that says, run over your neighbor's dog, that is not God. That is not God. That is contrary to His Word. And certainly not run over your neighbor. But do you understand what I'm saying? If He tells you to go get drunk, that's not the voice of God. That's another voice. You didn't hear that in your spirit. You heard that in your mind, and it's the devil. He's the one that'll tell you to get even. He's the one. He will also speak to your mind. But the Holy Spirit speaks to your spirit, and then it flashes across your mind. That's the big difference. It's one of the most important reasons we read the Bible. Just as you're doing your daily reading, slow down and listen. You will be amazed at what the Lord may say to you. If Scripture stands out to you, underline it. Boy, don't be afraid to write in your Bible. Especially lately, God has really been speaking to me. Maybe that's why I'm teaching this. God has really been speaking to me out of His Word, out of the Old Covenant. I'm reading in Deuteronomy, and He's speaking to me out of Deuteronomy, and I'm just writing up this way, and then I'm writing this way, and then I'm writing this way, because the Lord is speaking to me. And I'm so thrilled. I write it down. I don't want to lose it. But it's just by daily reading. I slow down and I listen. You'll be amazed at what the Lord may say. If a scripture stands out to you, underline it. If God speaks a word to you, notate it in your journal and date it. It's real important that you date it. The Holy Spirit will guide you with that still, small voice. I not only read the word, I pray the word. I read the word and I pray the word. When you're reading the word, it's logos. When it becomes real to your heart, it becomes a word from the Lord. And that's a different Greek word. It's rhema. And it is the revealed spoken word of God. I want you to have both. There's nothing more powerful. There's nothing more powerful than the word of God spoken to you from the pages of the Bible by the precious Holy Spirit. So listen for His voice as you read. And listen for His voice as you pray. He wants you to be strong. He wants to talk to you. Wouldn't it be terrible if you had a child that didn't want to talk to you? There may be people here that they're estranged from their children and they're not talking. If Art got mad at me and didn't want to talk to me, it would upset me. I would do all sorts of things to make him talk to me. Do you think maybe God feels that way about us? When we don't talk to Him, when we don't listen to Him, listen to Him. Ask Him to speak to you from His Word. Ask Him to speak to you in your heart. Show you things that will bless people. Show you people things that will strengthen you spiritually. And I promise you, you will get stronger and stronger. And your Bible reading time will become a treasured time to you. Your prayer time will become much more enjoyable because you'll have a dialogue with God. You won't just be telling Him what you want, but you'll be listening. And you'll be discussing with Him the things that He's talked to you about in His Word. And it will become a powerful, powerful relationship that you never imagined. Did this bless you? There may be somebody here tonight that's never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Or maybe you're away from the Lord. You need to rededicate your life. If that's you, I'd like to pray for you. We'd all like to pray with you. And all you have to do is raise your hand. So if that's you and you'll just raise your hand, I'll know who I'm praying for. Just all over the building. If you want to rededicate your life tonight, or maybe you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, we're going to pray with you. And if you're watching from home and you need to do that, we're praying with you. So let's all pray together. If you pray this prayer from your heart, then the Lord, and you know, while you're praying this prayer, just in your heart be saying, speak to me, Lord, speak to me, Lord, speak to me, Lord. He's going to do that. Pray with me. Dear God, I know mankind needs a Savior, and I know I cannot save myself. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins, and God raised you from the dead. Right now, I confess you as my Lord, as my Savior, as the one who forgives me and restores me. Thank you, Jesus. My past is forgiven. I have a relationship with you. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus because I've said yes to you. And now, Father, I ask you to cause a hunger in our hearts for your voice. To cause a hunger in our hearts for your word. Cause us to hunger and thirst. And, oh, Lord, open your word to us. Let a light shine on the words. Speak to us, Father. Guide us, Father. Deliver us with your word, with your power, with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us. We hope this message has blessed you. Don't forget to check us out on all the social platforms. We're uploading encouraging content on a regular basis. For more information, go to thearcchurch.com. Have a great week.